The bill allowing Gillette College to form its own district in Campbell County and govern its own programs has passed three readings in the Senate and now moves into the House. The bill will again need to pass three readings before it moves on to be signed into law by Governor Mark Gordon. And according to County17.com, the bill passed with 20 votes in favor and 10 against and was amended before passing to address a potential budget deficit for Sheridan College upon the separation. The Wyoming Highway Patrol will be holding an Alive at 25 Drivers Awareness class in Sheridan County. Anyone between the ages of 14 and 24 is welcome to take the course. The course provides important information about the dangers facing young motorists and how to remain safe on the road. For more information on the course, go to the Wyoming Highway Patrol's Facebook page. With the details of Patrick Davidson's departure from the city administrator's position still unavailable, the city of Gillette is in need of a permanent replacement. City Utilities Manager Mike Cole is serving as interim administrator and has stepped into that position when needed in the past. According to the News Record, Mayor Louise Carter King has stated the city is considering whether to look in-house or hire a search firm to find a new administrator, and that the city is not in a rush wanting to find the right person for the position. The Wright Branch Library is offering homesteading classes this month. Wool weaving takes place on Monday at 6 o'clock, and care and healing with herbs is scheduled for the 29th. Masking and social distancing are required for attendance. For more information on these classes, go to ccpls.org. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.